Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Christmas is in 4 days, and we had a really neat Sunday at Denver Bible Church this week with Christmas right around the corner, and talked about prophecies in the Bible pointing to the birth of Jesus Christ and the world remembering things about the life of Jesus Christ that are so unique and so extraordinary. He is the central person on whom all of history turns. But before talking more about that, we're getting another 2 feet to 8 feet of snow in the Colorado Rockies over the next few days. 2 to 8 feet of snow. And that's good news for snowboarders and skiers who like to imagine how fun it would be if they could only get there. That's fun for them. But then there are those places around the world that are snowed in and freezing, like in England. And their weather forecast, the politically correct government forecasts that are sensitive to all the global warming hype, they predicted that this will be a mild winter, a couple degrees warmer than usual for Britain. And already it's been freezing. And I'd like to quote a couple papers out there, The Independent, and then The Daily Telegraph. The Independent says national embarrassment deepened to abject humiliation last night as more than 500,000 Christmas travelers remained stranded in the UK. Major roads and railroads ground to a standstill, unable to cope with the ice and snow. British Airways said that flight cancellations and delays could last beyond Christmas. Yikes. Hundreds of thousands of people did not go to work today. Several regions of Britain found themselves isolated from the rest of the country. And regarding putting salt on the roads, you know how we do that? We put salt on the roads. The government is trying to get more salt from South America, India, and Australia. Now, it's a little late for that, don't you think? I mean, this is the busiest travel week of the year, 4 days before Christmas. But it turns out in England, quoting from this paper, The Independent, city councils are accused of hoarding thousands of tons of salt instead of treating their roads because they're afraid they're going to run out of supplies later in the year. You see, they believe their own fairy tale. They take their own drugs. The inmates are running the asylum. So the Daily Telegraph asks this. They said, why did the Met Office forecast a mild winter? Why did they do it? And it's because they believe their global warming hype. So they remind their readers, do you remember? They said this winter would be mild and a couple degrees warmer than average. They report that this is the third tough winter in a row, never mind the record low attained in Northern Ireland this weekend. And what's funny about all this is that there is a guy that's getting a lot of attention in England, in Australia, and now in America. And he's a meteorologist named Piers Corbin. And he's been right, and he's been right, and he's been right, while the UK's government forecasts have been wrong and wrong and wrong. And so the Daily Telegraph does this article on this meteorologist, Piers Corbin, C-O-R-B-Y-N, and he says he predicts that there could be a mini ice age coming. Mini ice age. And they want to know, how does he do it? How is he so accurate time and time and time again when the government in England was doing its mild winter shtick? Corbin said it would be the coldest in 100 years. And they point out a few examples of his predictions where he's right and the government's wrong. And they say, how does he do it? He doesn't have a supercomputer. He doesn't have a telescope. What is he doing? And they say he has a laptop and he pours over huge quantities of publicly available data. He has a degree in astrophysics, and he gets it right again and again. And they say, this is what he does. How does he do it? He looks at the sun. Here at Bob and Your Life for 20 years, we've been saying that global warming is caused by the sun. And so this guy looks at the sun. You know, we got to do another show on global warming. We'll have to interview some author of some global warming book here soon. We try to do that once a year, and 2011 is right around the corner. So why don't we plan that, all right, guys? Let's interview somebody in some latest book on global warming. That'll be fun. But so why would the government order a lot of salt, grit, they call it out there, for the roads when it's going to be mild because of global warming? Why do that? Now, they've got 500,000 travelers stranded from planes, trains, automobiles, and buses. 500,000. Could you believe that? And they're millions of Brits are angry because the government is counting on antiquated infrastructure and it can't predict the weather. And Al Gore, where's Al Gore? He's moved out of the spotlight, hasn't he? Where is Al Gore? Al Gore was asked, why is he moved out of the spotlight? And he said, the weather didn't agree with me, so I had to move out of the spotlight. It's the funniest thing in the world how the mere weather report can be a source of tremendous anger and hostility among millions of human beings. And a lot of this is generated by those who say that people are basically good. People are basically good. And if you tell them that global warming has taken a vacation and it's been cold, they'll get angry. They'll just get flat out angry. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Meanwhile, here in America, Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says that when his job ends, what he'd like to do is go to work for Barack Obama fighting global warming. That's what he wants to do. I guess I can understand why. It's a job with no downside. You know, if they really care about global warming, at Bob and Yurt Live, for $1 million, we'll personally guarantee no global warming. Personally, money-back guarantee. It's for $1 million. So Schwarzenegger, he wants to go to work for Barack Obama fighting global warming. Do you remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger was up against a conservative Republican pro-lifer and all the run-of-the-mill Republican money and power? We're saying, no, we need Arnold Schwarzenegger because we need to win. Why do you need to win with a guy who's a Democrat in every conceivable way, radically pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-godless education, pro-global warming, pro-Barack Obama? And you need to win? And Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember California's going broke and he campaigned for a proposition out there where the state would spend billions of dollars on embryonic stem cell research, billions. And that was years into the whole research momentum that showed that the treatments and the success was coming from adult stem cells. Adult stem cells are beginning to cure some kinds of blindness, for example. There are some kinds of retinal virus where adult stem cells are curing it. I'm not saying blindness generally, but some kinds of blindness. And embryonic stem cell treatments and research have been tremendously problematic, dangerous, causing the growth of tumors in people who are treated with body parts harvested from children who are killed for research. So you've got Republicans taking the state of California, which is broke, and saying we want to spend billions of dollars on stem cell research, but it has to be embryonic. Now, why would they do that? Because they hate God. They're in rebellion against God, and they like to brag about good reasons they have for killing children. That's the mess we're in, right? The utter confusion. George W. Bush, he thinks there's global warming, doesn't he? Schwarzenegger. He'd like to dedicate his life helping Barack Obama fight global warming. And when you point out to people that global warming is caused by the sun, they think you're crazy. The temperature on Mars increased measurably, and it wasn't from SUVs. There's only two SUVs on the whole planet, two Mars rovers, and the temperature went up. Why? Because of the release of greenhouse gases. So this meteorologist with a laptop computer, Piers, P-I-E-R-S, Corbin, he says, as we study the sun, and we know that the sun has its cyclical behavior, he says it looks like we could have a mini ice age coming and that it could get colder than it's been any time in the last 200 years. That's what studying the sun is indicating. And so if you want to be a good citizen of the world, perhaps you should start producing as much greenhouse gas as you could possibly produce. Think about what you eat. Think about your lifestyle, the temperature you keep your home. Whatever you can do to increase your greenhouse gas output, maybe that's what you should be doing. It's living in a world where right and wrong are no longer relevant, and we have people who worship the earth, dirt worshipers. When they reject the creator, they have to worship the creation. And so what are they going to do? We human beings were made with a desire to be significant. And so you got to save the earth, right? You can't save souls. In fact, you deny that there are souls. Our government here in America and around the world, government, science, they're run by materialists. They say that the material world is all that exists, matter. And so materialists rob human beings of their souls. You can't have a soul if we're materialists. And so we got to be important, but you can't save people's souls. So what are you going to save? You got to save the earth. Let's go save the earth. Let's save the earth. Another story here. We'll leave Arnold Schwarzenegger and the 500,000 people who are stranded in England. They said the roads are covered with black ice and the city councils are sitting on tens of thousands of tons of salt that they won't treat the roads with because they're going to run out because it was going to be a mild winter. So now they're trying to get more salt from India. Good idea. A little late. You could fly some in if the airports were open, but you can't. Let's forget about the 500,000 people stranded in England and Arnold Schwarzenegger and the mini ice age that may be coming. And let's return to the story. Do you recall that Doug McBurney and I talked about? And Doug, thanks for filling in for the show yesterday. Really appreciated that. Was out on the Front Range at Colorado, out near Kansas, and just had a wonderful time in the Lord. Great time with some really extraordinary Christians. So thank you, Doug, for filling in for me for that last-minute event yesterday. Doug and I were talking about the Atlanta City Councilwoman whose home was burglarized while she was hosting a crime awareness event. Do you recall that? That was on the East Coast down in Atlanta in Georgia. Now we've got the Washington, D.C. City Councilman. Remember Marion Barry Pye? Do you remember him? The former mayor of Washington, D.C., Marion Barry Pye? I remember him. We got somebody in the studio audience doesn't remember him. He's the mayor who was reelected after he was caught on video smoking crack with prostitutes in a hotel room. Oh, now everybody remembers him. Marion Barry Pye is his name. So he's now had his car stolen. That's poetic justice, right? It'd be funny, except for the sin and guilt of the one who stole the car, because someday he'll stand before God. And unless he turns to Jesus Christ for salvation, that car theft will be only one of a long list of harm that he's inflicted on others. But here's former mayor, current Washington, D.C. City Councilman Marion Barry Pye, and the Atlanta City Councilwoman who has to host a crime awareness event because apparently people are not aware of crime. How could you not be aware of crime? And Marion Barry, it's poetic justice because he's partly responsible for the crime epidemic in Washington, D.C. It's the capital of our nation. Where would you think there'd be lower crime? Right around authority, right? Wherever there's authority. Like if you got a school, you wouldn't think you'd have most of the bad behavior in and right around the principal's office. You'd think if there's going to be a lot of trouble, the trouble would be out behind the gymnasium somewhere. Not right around the principal's office. If you wanted to do drugs or hire prostitutes or have a gunfight, it probably wouldn't be in the principal's office. It'd be somewhere else, maybe in the cafeteria. But you look at our nation, and wherever we have a capital city, you often have the worst crime in the state right there at the Capitol, right around the Capitol. People getting mugged right across the street from the Capitol. And so Washington, D.C., not only is that often true of our states, but of the whole country, Washington, D.C. shares the honor of being the murder capital of the nation with different cities. They take turns. It's one of the worst. Shouldn't it be that where the seat of government is, where the authority is, shouldn't that be a safe place? That should be safe. Here in Colorado, we've got Cheeseman Park right near the Capitol, and you've got homosexuals naked. They sunbathe at the park, naked. It's a bizarre world we live in. And then the very week that the entire world is in shock over the disaster of the WikiLeaks of our embassy emails with America's State Department and Hillary Clinton humiliated. Hillary has no shame, but to have her own words saying of the ambassadors, the emissaries you work with from foreign countries, see if you can get their personal credit card numbers and their email IDs and their passwords. See if you can somehow lift that from them and pass them into me, Hillary. I mean, that's all embarrassing. That's all embarrassing. So this is what's happening to our country. It's just too much. We've got a government authority. Our government doesn't know right from wrong here in America, here in Colorado, in Washington, D.C. This incredible humiliation of Hillary Clinton, her instructions to hundreds of ambassadors around the world, and it's public. And the person who's brought this embarrassment to our country is who? He's Private Manning, a homosexual in the military who is angry. And so he used his status to download gigabytes of secret information, makes it available to Julian Assange at WikiLeaks. And the whole world is angry and mocking us at the same time when our Congress is saying, well, why don't we repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell and let homosexuals serve openly in the military? For decades, there was an awareness ever since our nation had a military that homosexuality is so utterly destructive that we need to specially guard our troops from that sin, that rebellion. We need to specially protect our troops and our nation. And so here we have Private Manning. If the stories are right, if the article after article after article around the world, around the internet, if they're accurate, that he is the one who leaked this information to WikiLeaks, then to the world, this is playing out on the same week that we have our Congress saying we want homosexuals to openly serve in the military. And if you hate your neighbor, then if he's a homosexual, you don't care because you hate him. If you love your neighbor, you're going to warn him that homosexuality is destructive. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Our Congress has the worst approval rating in history for as many years that Gallup has been doing surveys, Gallup polls. Congress has the worst job approval rating in history, with only 13% approving them. And if you add up all the congressmen, all their staff, all their family members, you get to 13% of the public. Well, not really. But 13%, so Congress with the worst job approval rating in history. And we have Republicans, conservatives, Christians, activists who've been trying to make a difference in our nation. Let me give you an example, some inside baseball from the last 2 weeks. The issue of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is up for a vote. And Focus on the Family, of course, they're involved in politics and moral issues. And Tom Minery is vice president of public policy there. And so what he urges, Tom Minery urges, there was a strategy tactics debate. How do the conservatives battle this issue of homosexuals serving in the military? And there were a number who said, we need to remind people now that homosexuality is destructive. That's what we need to do. We need to remind people that homosexuality is destructive. Well, Tom Minery, representing Focus on the Family, disagreed. And he said, you know, he supported the approach that said, this is not a good time to do this because we're in Afghanistan, we're in Iraq. So this is not a good time. So if you're talking about any moral issue, like whether or not it should be against the law to have child pornography or to lynch blacks or to kill Jews, you say, you know, we're looking at this policy and we're thinking we should decriminalize gassing Jewish people. And the largest Christian organization in the country says, this isn't a good time to bring that up. You realize you lose the moral battle? We live in a twilight zone when you look at the leadership in the Christian community and the government in our nation. So this isn't a good time to bring it up? I mean, you've got conservatives defeating liberals all over the country. You've got 13% approval for Congress. You've got Barack Obama in a free fall. Isn't this the perfect storm of opportunity against the Democrats that the Republicans say that's why they're here? They're looking for the right time to do the right things. And so then right when we desperately need moral clarity and authority, we have Tom Minery at Focus on the Family saying, well, this isn't the right time to say that homosexuals can serve openly. So that's why we're against it, because it's not the right time. Without a vision, the people perish. How's that for a vision coming from Focus on the Family? It's not the right time to have homosexuals serve openly. Instead of them saying, if you love your neighbor, you will warn them that homosexuality is destructive, we need to do everything that we can do to discourage homosexuality. That's what we'd expect from our Christian leaders. Sadly, that is not what we get. What we get is so many years, decades now, of compromise and a desire to have a seat at the table and being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that our Christian leaders no longer know right from wrong. And whether there's a political opportunity or not, they will compromise at every turn. Every turn. And so our country, our world, God's word, the Bible says that we'll have winter, summer, fall, and spring. We'll have those throughout the future of human history on earth. Those things are not going to go away. But we have Christians who are more concerned about pollution than they are about perdition, about sin, about the destruction of children in the womb, the destruction of men and women with homosexuality. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Have a great Christmas later on this week, and may God bless you.
All of Bob Benyard's sermons at Denver Bible Church are now available in video at the KGov store. Get these eye-opening sermons in DVD or download them in Windows Media Video or MP4 video for your iPod, iPhone, or any other portable player. Also, subscribe to the monthly sermon DVDs, monthly MP3 CDs, or download each sermon as an MP3 for your portable player. Other new video products include the brand new 2 Timothy Bible Study 3 DVD set, which is also available in MP3, CD, or MP3 download. The Apostle Paul encourages Timothy to keep the faith. Bob's new series, Christianity 101, is now available in a 4 DVD set or on MP3 CD. Bob teaches on the topics of the Bible itself, God, created beings, Old Testament, New Testament, the overall plot, end times, and hell. And Bob concludes the study by telling us about eternal life and heaven. Bob's 3-part series on forgiveness is available on DVD or on MP3 CD. Bob teaches the biblical model for forgiveness. Should we always forgive? The answer to that question may surprise you. Bob's seminar, Does God Exist?, is now available as a 2-DVD set. Bob gives the evidence that God does exist and the evidence that tells us about God's character. In the Plot Boys 3 MP3 CD set, Bob teaches through his book, The Plot, with young Josh and Stephen. The Plot Boys is a great resource to help the entire family better comprehend the overview of the Bible, which leads to better understanding of the details. In Bob's study of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, we learn about Paul's message of the rapture of the body of Christ and how to keep the faith while we're still on earth. 1 and 2 Thessalonians is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. In the book of Job, we learn about the story and the testing of God's servant Job, the response of Job's friends, the response of Job himself, and what happens when God comes onto the scene. The Job Bible Study is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. Hermeneutics, Tools for Bible Study, is an excellent resource to help you study the Bible with greater understanding. Hermeneutics, Tools for Bible Study, is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. The weekend following the 9/11 attack, Bob presented the End Time Seminar. In this seminar, Bob answers questions like whether the 9/11 attack is predicted in Bible prophecy or not, and he also teaches about the end times for the body of Christ. The End Time Seminar is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. If you like Real Science Friday, you'll love the new Real Science Friday MP3 CDs. Get an MP3 CD of every Real Science Friday show from 2007, 2008, or 2009. Each year's shows are available on MP3 CD or MP3 downloads. These great resources and many more are available at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com. Or call 1-800-8-NYART. The resources at the KGov Store will help you to increase your understanding of the Bible and help give you the tools to more effectively share the gospel with others. Your purchase of these Bible resources will help support the ministry of Bob Inyart Live. Please consider a purchase, a monthly subscription, or a donation to support Bob Inyart Live.